Nuggets, welcome to the Monday edition of The Short of It. As always, before we jump in, let's get started with a little good news from God's Word, Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. All right, y'all, so I'm going to try to keep this episode short, as always, and get straight to the point, but I just wanted to start off with two things really quickly. One, I wanted to give a huge thank you to everyone that's been coming out to check out the podcast. My numbers have gone way up, and I just really, really appreciate it, and everyone that's out there sharing it as well. I hope that I'm able to bring a little bit of joy and laughter to your lives, and maybe a little bit of information, too. It just really encourages me when I see that, so thank you all so much. And I know I've been missing for about 2 weeks now. And I just wanted to say things have just been so crazy busy here in D.C. We had the election. My parents were in town. Then we had the Million Mega March. And then we were going out to the Supreme Court. It's just been one thing after another. So I finally decided to get back to the basics and said I have to do my podcast. So, and I did want to start out with the Million Mega March really quickly. This is going to be rapid fire opinions on things that have been going on. One, the Million Mega March was amazing. Everyone that came up, thank you so much for standing up and speaking your voice. I have never seen so many patriots in the district. Though if you will look, you will see there are 18,000 people that voted for Trump in the district. I mean, of course it went blue. We expected that. But there's 18,000 patriots in the district. You guys need to get off your butts and stop being scared. But to everyone that showed up to the Million Mega March, I just want to say thank you so much. It was amazing to see all the patriots out there, and it made quite a statement. Regardless of how the mainstream media wanted to downplay it and then downplay it as violence and all this kind of stuff, we all know what happened. And I cannot tell you, it was wonderful. It was wonderful to see patriots finally standing up and banding together. And those of you that are out there working right now that are able to go to those battleground states, thank you again for that. I have so much gratitude for everyone that's able to do that. And for the people that can't get there, I can't get everywhere, like me, you guys that are making phone calls and making a difference and sharing on social media, thank you for that too, because I've always been a big believer that every little bit helps. Little actions turn into big results, right? And let's get to the election. Look, first of all, we are looking for a fair election. I don't think that's too much to ask. Do you? I mean, really, Dems, it's not even the Democrats. It's the swamp, because it really encompasses some rhinos and some Democrats and just some crazy, crazy, crazy evil people. And I do believe that there may be some spiritual warfare going on. I tell you what, this has been the craziest time ever. And so we're looking for a fair election. We want every legal vote counted. I mean, obviously, this is bigger than Trump winning. Yes, we want Trump to win. We want the election overturned. But it's bigger than that. It's more about having fair elections in the future. Like, we can't let them get away with this. And look, if there's nothing to hide, then let us look. You all investigated Trump for almost 4 years. So we can't look and say, no, we're going to board up the windows, not have your ballot counters in there. No, but we're telling you it's the truth. It's totally the truth. The same people that said Trump colluded with Russia. Yeah, nothing to see here, folks. Just move on. Like, are you kidding me? And can we talk about the media and even Fox News, which, whoa, I mean, we all knew where they were heading, but give me a freaking break. The media is telling a huge lie over and over again. Who does that remind you of? I would encourage you to do your own research. And you know what? We have to send each other a research back and forth, because the election is changing on a dime, almost hour to hour. So, you know, share, let's talk, let's discuss. Definitely keep pushing for the truth. And that's what we want. We want the truth. Keep sending the emails. Keep calling. Make your voice heard. We cannot just roll over on this. All right? We can't do that. And I think it will probably end up in the Supreme Court. And look, if the swamp gets away with their big cheat and Biden gets into office, okay, fine, he'll be the president, but you will never convince me that he didn't cheat. And I'm not saying that that's going to happen, so don't get all upset with me. I'm just saying we're not whiny leftists, right? And so if he gets in, fine, but that doesn't mean that we stop fighting just because a big cheat got Biden in. Because there is going to be a lot of work to do. We absolutely 100% have to get involved locally. And I don't care what that looks like for you. I don't care if that looks for you, that looks like local government, getting active on the school boards or in your kids' schools, in clubs, volunteering, charities, grassroots movements, whatever, theater. And I have to tell you something about grassroots movements. That's something that I have learned a lot about this year because I didn't really think they were that powerful. My husband and I, well, my husband's from Greensboro, North Carolina, and we lived there for a period of time before we got married and a little bit afterwards. And I have to tell you, we would run into a socialist group there that would always have a table set up at various festivals and outside bars on weekends. And we have other little socialist books, and you know, it was like five or six of them, and this was probably well into 4 or 5 years ago now. And I have to tell you, I kind of thought they were stupid. I mean, I still think they're stupid. I didn't think they would be as effective as they were. And those people were very effective in taking over Greensboro, North Carolina. That is very blue area now. A little bit of time because nobody stood up to them. Nobody questioned them. Nobody said, hey, let's get some common sense in here. Let's try to find some common ground. Nobody, you know, pushed back about them in legal ways, not violent ways, of course, but legal ways. Greensboro fell to Democrats. That's insane to me. And so if it can happen there, it can happen anywhere. I mean, we've seen this worldwide before, how places go, you know, blue or go socialist or something like that. So, you know, grassroots movements are actually a very powerful thing, and that's something that we all can do. And the key is not to be scared to show your conservative values. Like, we all know what's right. We all have, right, a moral compass, right? And so we all know that, hey, socialism sucks and we don't want it in our country. So you have to be able to say that. We all know that there's two genders. You have to be able to say that. You're against drag queen story hour, right? You have to be able to show the common sense and the values that we want for America. No, we don't all 100% agree on everything. And I've said this 1,000 times. But you know not to lie, cheat, steal, murder. You know not to get violent. We know all these things. And so you have to think about what you want for our country and not be afraid to express it. And if somebody disagrees with you, that's okay. Find some common ground and find a way to move forward. But we can't afford to be silent anymore at all. And you know what? Even if Trump does win, we still have to get involved locally, because look at all the gun rights like Virginia is trying to take away. God, I truly believe that it's going to take God to get us out of this mess. We have to pray and continue to pray. Basically a prayer warrior unite type situation. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And I think that's a very important thing. I think, first of all, prayer is important. You don't cease to pray. You continue to pray, right? And I think we have to give thanks in all circumstances, because the hard times is when your faith grows, is when your character grows, right? And as hard as this is, and I know it depends on which state you live in. You know, my husband and I were under this Democratic nonsense up here in Washington, D.C. It's been a tough year. And it's been a tough year for a lot of people. But in some ways, we are very, very, very blessed. You know, his job, he's able to work from home. And they haven't had layoffs. Could have been a much worse year for us. And I know my parents, they live in Florida, so they're basically free. And so, you know, I know their year hasn't been quite as tough as someone that lives in a Democratic-run area. But I think still, though, everyone worries about the future for America and what's going to happen. And I think that even in those circumstances, you still give thanks to God, because there are still blessings to be counted, and you learn something and your faith grows. And you know, I would rather have gone through something and have my faith increased than my faith to stay the same. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. That's very true too. And it's hard not to be anxious. It's hard not to be scared and worried about it. But you know what? You still have to give it to God. God is still in control no matter who is president of the United States of America. God is still in control. And that is what gives me complete comfort. Right now, we have no values. And look what's happened to our country. We all need to kind of agree on the values that we want back in our country, because this whole nonsense of canceling the holidays and no sense in America anymore. And that's because we got rid of all of our moral values. People want to rebuild our country. Let's rebuild our country on moral values that we all share. Joy and hope. Don't let them steal your joy. Proverbs 17:22 says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. And that is exactly what the swamp wants us to do. Fauci gets up there and says, don't celebrate Thanksgiving. And if you do have people over, make sure that you wear a mask and social distance. And you guys all remember when they said, now don't turn up the music and don't have people sing. They want to crush us. It's insane. And you got scarf lady talking about if you've been around people, just assume you're already infected by a virus that is 99% curable, or I'm sorry, survivable. I mean, this, the thinking that they have, they want to crush their spirit. Not only do they have they stolen a whole year from us, they put restrictions on us, taken our freedom, and then the most wonderful time of year, they're going to say, we just can't do Christmas. I don't think so. I hope everyone out there puts up more lights. I hope everybody celebrates Christmas even harder this year, because that's insane. I mean, you can't take our freedoms and then try to crush our spirit on top of it. And that's exactly what they want to do. Don't let them. Put up the decorations, even if you don't want to. Be of good cheer. If you do it, if you start to decorate, you'll start to feel better. Okay? We bought red, white, and blue Christmas lights to put outside. And we're going to do that. We've decided that, you know, if we're going to live in DC, then we're going to take the stand and we're going to, you know, put up patriotic lights along with all of our Christmas lights. And that's something that we're going to do. And if people don't like it, well, tough, because this is America and everyone is allowed to express their opinion. You don't get to cancel people just because you don't agree with them. And finally, a closing thought. Look, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who's going to be the president. I don't know if we're going to get everything overturned. I don't know. I'm hopeful that we are. I'm hopeful that we're just going to sit back and watch God work this amazing miracle. But if he doesn't work that miracle, he's going to work another miracle. So I am hopeful for the future of our country. And I'll leave you with Luke 1 verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. All right, folks, just a little quick business to take care of before I sign off. If you would like to support the podcast, there's two easy ways to do that. The first way is just to listen to the podcast. Yep, that's it. Just click, listen, and share. It doesn't cost you a dime. The second way is, if you would like to become a $2 patron, head over to redhatchat.com and click the donate button at the top. We appreciate any and all donations. Thanks, y'all, and Merry Christmas season!